Heavenly Father, as we reflect a little bit on today's readings and thoughts, we pray for your Holy Spirit to be with us. Open up our hearts and minds to receive from you what you have for us. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. A journey with Jesus. What did you notice? In our stories together today, what did you notice in this journey from Jesus from the garden to the cross and to the tomb? Perhaps you noticed those who did wrong. Those who did wrong. Like Judas. Perhaps you noticed the soldiers or the crowd. Or perhaps you noticed not only those who did wrong, but how you can relate to those who did wrong. Like maybe like Peter, when you see injustice, you act in also in an unjust way. Or perhaps, like Judas, you would rather focus on money than on God. Or perhaps you noticed the people who shouted from the crowd, and at times you shout from the crowd to put down religion, Christianity, because you want to join in with the rest of the crowd. You want to be part of the bigger group. Or perhaps you noticed Jesus. Perhaps you noticed how Jesus reacted when he was being arrested. He didn't stop being arrested. But not only that, when one of those who were arresting had their ear cut off, he actually healed that. Or perhaps you noticed Jesus on the cross when he saw one of his disciples and his mother and said, basically, care for each other. Or perhaps you noticed Jesus with the criminals, where one of the criminals wasn't really wrapped in Jesus and really wanted just to be saved and thought he could use his power to save them from an earthly perspective. But there was this other criminal who was repentant and asked for God's forgiveness. And perhaps you noticed that Jesus forgave him and promised him that he will be in paradise, like he promises us that we will be in paradise because of what he's done. The story of Good Friday is a gut-wrenching story. The story of Good Friday is one of somebody going to the cross, suffering, who didn't need to suffer but chose to suffer, who followed his Father's desire that he suffered so we could have life with God forever. And so I pray that you notice not only in the Good Friday story that Jesus suffered, but he suffered for someone, and that someone was you. And I pray that every day you notice God is there for you. No matter what is happening, no matter whether you're going through celebrations, ordinary life, or disastrous, that God is always there for you, because ultimately he wants to be in this loving relationship with you forever. One where he says, I don't look at your sins. I look at you because I've created you and I've promised you life. And that's why Jesus came into this world. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. We give you thanks that you love us so much that you sent Jesus into this world to be here for us and to suffer for us, but also to give us life. And so as we reflect on the suffering that you went through, your son went through this Good Friday, also give us the hope that comes with Easter Sunday, the resurrection. May we celebrate Easter with both your suffering, but also your defeating death that becomes clear to us on Easter Sunday. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.